All original MSG singers have a special part on the new album. Did you decide which song fits best with each other, with each original MSG singer, or what were the criterias?
No, basically, all the music was written, and it just had to be patient to let it all develop. There are certain things you cannot calculate. First of all, you don't know if all the singers are going to be part of it. That was a big problem already there. But I'm not a very patient person, but somehow I managed to get all singers on the album. For instance, Evolution...
Angel of Avalon?
Yeah, Angel of Avalon. That song was actually replaced by Leaf. Actually, no. Chris replaced the Revolution Mind, and Avalon was actually modified by Leaf. So it's kind of like a 50-50 song between Leaf and Yari. Maybe 75-25. And it just basically all fell into place, but not easy. It just kind of had to fall in there somehow, because you could not calculate. You just have to kind of look at it and see, well, now what are we going to do? And then you have to think, and then you do the next move.
Right.
And it just worked out perfectly, because the way Leaf improved Avalon, Angel of Avalon, is fantastic. The way Chris improved Revolution Mind, which then became a different song title, which I don't even know, because we're still finding out what he wants it to be called. And then Graham Bonnet, I had to wait for 2 months. I never knew if it was going to happen or not.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robin McCauley was like the most professional person. He just came in, he did it, and went. And so, basically, what can I say? It's like, it was a long year.
Right.